You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Houston Astros. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined now by Brian McTaggart, who covers the Astros for MLB.com. He's been a busy boy this week again as the Astros continue to add to their club. At the end of the day, Brian, how much can you give us the back and forth on the risk-reward on Gattis, who's been hurt some, who strikes out some, but he does hit home runs, and the Astros gave up three prospects to get him. What was? Can you talk about what Jeff Luhnow went through to get to the point where he wanted to do this deal?
Yeah, I mean, I think they realize, you know, they need to improve the club now, and you know, they're making the kind of deals that are not for the future anymore; they're for the here and now, and they needed to add some power somewhere. And you know, adding power doesn't come cheap. And we know Gattis has his downfalls; he strikes out a lot. He's not a great defensive player; he even admits that. But if he does find a way to get healthy and play at Minute Maid Park with that short left field, he's got a chance to be a 30 home run guy. And they need a guy; they need that bat in the lineup right now, especially in one of the corner outfield spots. And it looks like Gattis is going to play left field, I think. No one's really committing to anywhere other than he's really not going to catch very much. I know he's listed on the roster as a catcher, and he caught last year pretty much exclusively with the Braves. But I see him catching, playing left field for the most part, maybe being replaced in the eighth inning for a defender, a plus defender to go in there, and then maybe getting some time at DH. But also, you know, Chris Carter is kind of in the same boat. Another guy hits a lot of home runs, strikes out a lot, can't do much defensively. Ideally, you'd want a guy who can do a little bit of everything, but you know, they're trying to piece this together. They have to add some power, and they paid a very high price for it, and giving up two of their top nine prospects as well as a second round draft pick.
The Astros were in the last month. They had told me, hey, like the next thing is to get a starting pitcher. Do you think they didn't expect to be able to do this deal, or it just they got to the point where they said, hey, look. We have to give up the prospects. We're going to give up the prospects. Let's go get this guy. We need this guy.
Yeah, I think they just realized. I mean, I think they've been after Gattis for a while. He's been a guy they've been targeting to fill a spot, and you know, I think it finally came to fruition. I don't know if they had to, you know, if they were balking on giving up Foltynewicz. I mean, they've given up some pretty hard throwing guys here recently with Foltynewicz and then Kosar last year. So, you just got to wonder down the road, you know. This will be a trade they look back on. You know, only time will tell. But they're still in the market for a starting pitcher, and I think that's going to be the final piece to their puzzle. I know that they would have liked to add somebody at first and third. Gattis can play a little bit at first, but they're going to have to, you know, roll the dice with Dominguez at third and then give Singleton another shot at first. But they do want to add another starting pitcher. Wojciechowski is going to be in the mix, but, you know, he's an unknown, and he's going to be a rookie, never pitched in the major league. Sam Dunno is going to get a shot, but he's a journeyman. Alex White, but he hasn't pitched in the majors in a long time because of an injury. Brad Peacock is injured to start the year, so they have a real hole now in their rotation that they're going to have to go out and get someone. They're not going to get one of the big-name guys, Scherzer or Shields, anybody like that, but if they can find one of the next-tier guys and get them relatively cheap, that's still on the to-do list at this point.
You know, Brian, it's impressive to see the growth of the club now, and that you look at the outfield and say, okay, that's a good outfield. Short and second, they're taken care of. Catcher's good. DH is good. And like you said, the first and third base. The trade of Real Ruiz sort of opens the door for Colin Moran. In a best-case scenario, what do you think the timetable for him is? I guess what I'm asking is, if he passes every test, how soon can he be the third baseman at Minute Maid Park?
I think maybe a year out. I think Moran, he got his feet into Double-A a little bit. If he starts the year Double-A, you know, and does well, he could be in Triple-A. He might even start in Triple-A this year. That wouldn't surprise me at all, but I think he's definitely knocking on the door. And, you know, I wrote about this at Astros.com in the last day or so, that when they traded for Moran last year, you know, the first thing you thought about was, you know, well, what about Rio Ruiz? You know, we're very high on this guy, but all of a sudden now you got the number six overall pick who's in his way. So, you know, I think, you know, looking back on it now, you can tell maybe the writing was on the wall for Ruiz and that, you know, they were going to look to package him somewhere, and they thought more highly of Moran, who they considered taking with the number one pitch a couple of years ago. But to answer your question, I think he comes to camp, and, you know, I don't think he'll compete for a job just yet. I mean, you know, let's be honest, he's barely played above Class A at this point. But he goes to Triple A and does really well, and Dominguez continues to struggle. You know, being a college kid and having a year under his belt now, a couple of years under his belt in the minor leagues, I don't see any reason why you can't bring him up and roll the dice and see what you got.
And, Brian, what do you think Jeff Luhnow is thinking about the situation at first base? What do you think? Who do you think he projects in his mind is going to be their opening day?
Well, I think Singleton. I mean, if you look at their roster right now, there's really nobody else. I mean, we talked about Carter and Gattis being able to play first, but you know, they're more suited to play elsewhere. Singleton is the guy right now. They signed a free agent Triple-A guy who can hit the ball far, but he's not going to be first baseman of the future. It's going to be up to Singleton to get it together, and he's still the guy. And you know, I think even if he struggles in the spring, he's going to start the season at first base. But if he's in mid-May, if he's really struggling like he did at the end of last year, then they have a big dilemma on their hands, because now you've got a pretty large sample size over two seasons where this guy is just not putting the bat on the ball. So you know, he's going to have every chance. He's going to have a new hitting coach to work with. He's going to have all spring training to kind of acclimate himself. He's got the contract situation out of the way. He's a further year removed from, you remember, spring training last year. He admitted he had been a drug addict. You know, that's hopefully more in his rearview mirror. So he's a little bit more mature, still a young guy. And I think they're going to give him every opportunity this year, early in the year, to you know, prove he's worth that contract. I mean, they give the guy $10 million. So I think they're going to have a long leash with him.
And, Brian, one last question about Gattis. Will he catch? Is he on the depth chart at catcher also? I see you got him listed as the backup to Castro. How much will he catch? Will he catch at all? What's going on there?
Yeah, I think he'll be a third catcher type guy. I mean, the catcher is going to be Castro and Conger. I mean, that's pretty clear at this point. Corporan is going to be, I know they're trying to trade him, and if they can't trade him, you know, I'm not sure what you do with him. They have Max Stassi as well, but I think that Gattis is going to be the third catcher, you know, a guy that maybe can catch here and there, or, you know, late in the game if you got something going on to where you need a pinch hit for a catcher and another catcher's out, you can put him back there. But the bulk of the time, it's going to be Castro and Conger behind the plate. Gattis is going to play elsewhere, but, you know, he better keep his catcher's mitt handy because he might have to do it every now and then.
Yeah, you know, it's 3 years since Jeff Luhnow arrived here, and, you know, it's been a tough 3 years, but now there's expectations, and you can see a ball club shaping up. It's going to be fun to watch. Brian McTaggart of MLB.com has been our guest, and I appreciate it, Brian. We'll talk to you soon.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.